Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're relating the saga of today's guest, Alan Bell, who's written a great book called Poisoned. It's a call to action about environmental exposures that make people sick. He himself suffered from profound sick building syndrome or environmental illness, multiple chemical sensitivity. And we last left him in part one. He was confined to a bubble in the middle of the Arizona desert. But hope arose when his daughter, in a spirit of innocent naivete, asked one of the doctors, hey, what can we do to help my dad? And he was off to probably what was the 99th or 105th doctor that you'd seen in the course of your odyssey. So what happened then?
Well, I left that piece of paper on my desk, and she kept bugging me to call the guy. So finally I called him up and made an appointment, and we flew out to Dallas. He did an MRS, magnetic resonance spectroscopy, and he discovered that I had lesions in the frontal right lobe of my brain. He said it was consistent with chemical poisoning, probably, and that this new anti-seizure medicine would significantly help me, that he had used this on other people that had become sensitized from the Gulf War. He had apparently done a lot of studies done on Gulf War syndrome, and it worked on the Gulf War vets, so he felt that it would be helpful to me. His name was Dr. J. Seastrunk, out of Dallas, Texas. And sadly enough, he eventually died from an environmentally linked disease years after he helped me. He developed lung cancer and died. But I took the anti-seizure drug slowly, and slowly but surely I emerged from the bubble, and it was like Rip Van Winkle waking up from an 8-year coma and not seeing the world for 8 years. I mean, the electromagnetic frequencies from a television set me off. I rarely watched television. I didn't go near a computer screen when I was in the bubble, so the internet in Asia passed me by, and coming out and reintroducing yourself to the world was just an absolutely amazing experience. To see how much the world had progressed in 8 years, it was just an amazing thing.
Like a Rip Van Winkle experience.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, what I did was, is instead of jumping back into the legal arena and prosecuting one crime at a time, I had felt that I had uncovered the ultimate crime, which are these hidden toxins that are making us all ill. So I pursued a different area of law, which is called toxic tort litigation, mm-hmm. or environmental law. And I interfaced with two of the top environmental, most famous lawyers, in the country. Jan Schlickman, who was a real-life character for Civil Action.
He wrote the introduction to your book, by the way.
That's right. He wrote the foreword in the book, and the New York Times best-selling book, Civil Action, was all about him. And the book, the movie, starring John Travolta, A Civil Action, was all based on him as well. And then, of course, Erin Brockovich, everybody knows her. Mm-hmm. But she was actually a secretary. She wasn't a lawyer. But the lawyer that she did work for, who was her boss, Ed Massery, and I hooked up with each other. And we handled some toxic tort cases together as well. It actually opened up my eyes to see this from a 360-degree view. I'd come from being a victim to a survivor to a health advocate with the charity that I had started to now what I looked upon myself as a legal avenger, and seeing these victims whose lives were destroyed and they had nowhere to turn to for help, and I jumped in and tried to help as many of them as I could.
Well, since you've become an activist, what other cases have come to your attention that highlight the hazards associated with our toxic environment?
Well, let me tell you this. My book features three really exciting cases, mm-hmm. and when you buy the book, you read them.
Sure.
But let me just tell you about some famous people that your audience would definitely know and would be shocked to learn on what happened to them with their demise.
Okay.
You know the Beatles, right?
Yep, yeah.
Everybody knows the Beatles, the band the Beatles. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows Paul McCartney, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Linda McCartney, his wife, was a vegetarian. Linda had a place in Tucson, Arizona, which is near the bubble that I lived in. Linda developed stage 4 breast cancer and went everywhere in the country, Mayo Clinic, all these places, and they basically said they did everything they could for her and that she was going to die. There's nothing more they could do for her. So, you remember that song, Get Back? You know, get back, get back, get back to where you once were. Yeah, and some of the lyrics was Tucson, Arizona.
Yes.
They're talking about their house in Tucson, which is near the bubble. Okay, this is how small this world is. So, as it turns out, they were given a death sentence, and they found this naturopathic doctor in Tucson, and he happened to be a very good friend of mine. And unbeknownst to me, they went to him, and his name is Lance Morris,
okay.
Naturopathic doctor, great guy. He's a teacher at the naturopathic college up there in Phoenix.
Yeah.
But in any event, they went to him, and he looked at her case from a completely different vantage point than Orthodox medicine. He began questioning her. Well, let me ask you something. Let me ask you how you live, where you go, what you eat. And what he discovered was, is that the food that she was eating, although it was vegetarian, what she would do is when they traveled all around the world on their tours, she packaged her vegetarian food that she pre-prepared. And she packaged them in plastic.
Mm.
And when it was time to eat, she'd take the plastic packets out of the refrigerator, put them in the microwave, nuke them, open it up, and eat them.
Bad idea.
That's how she would eat, 3 meals a day. So Dr. Morris said, can you give me one of those plastic packages? Can you give me one of those plastic packages that you use? She comes back with Paul, and Paul and Linda are sitting in his office, and he takes the plastic package and he sends it to a lab. And he also draws her blood and sends it to the same lab. And wouldn't you know it, that her blood was off the charts with those plastics that she was packaging her food with. And then when he did research on what those plastics do.
They're xenoestrogens. They're estrogen mimics.
Precisely. And what do you think it did to her?
Yeah.
Gave her breast cancer.
Wow.
One out of every 5 women get breast cancer. 95% of all men are going to get prostate cancer if we live long enough. One out of every 2 men are going to get cancer in our lifetime. Right? One out of every 3 women are going to get cancer in their lifetime. The second largest cause of death in the United States in children is cancer. And how do I know this? Centers for Disease Control. Mm-hmm. These are their statistics, not mine. Yet if you look at what the National Institutes of Health says, they say that 70% of all cancer is caused by the environment that we're exposed to. In your home, your school, your workplace, and what you eat and what you drink. So Linda got the bad news from Dr. Morris as to what he believed caused her cancer. And although she wasn't able to survive it, at least Paul and Linda were able to learn the truth about what happened to this Beatles wife.
Mm-hmm. It certainly is a factor in causation of many, many diseases, not just the environmental illness that you experienced. This is a good point at which to pause because we'd like to hear from one of our sponsors. So here goes.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Okay, folks, thanks for listening. And now back to Alan Bell, who just wrote a great book, Poisoned. So, Alan, in the book, you provide information on how people can avert chemical exposure. You describe the top 10 chemicals to avoid, 20 lifestyle tips that will prevent toxic injury, and you offer natural alternatives to some of the things that we rely on a daily basis, the cleansers, the perfumes, the fragrances, the, pesticides and herbicides and, all that stuff that accumulates in our biosphere.
That's correct. And prevention is the key. When I brought those scientists together, I asked them, where do we focus, on treatment or prevention? They said prevention. And the beauty of this is, as you know, I mean, you're a top physician in this country. You see cases, complicated cases from all over the country. You know better than any of us, that prevention is the key. And you can take control over your own life. We can't depend upon our government to protect us. We can't depend upon, corporate America to do the right thing. And we can't rely upon our doctors to cure us, because medicine isn't at that point yet. But what we can do is take back control of our own lives and minimize our risk by modifying our lifestyle and protecting yourself and your family. So in this book, I list the top toxic most chemicals and where they're located in common products and other safe alternatives to use instead of them. And as far as lifestyle modification, there's 20 groups. There's food, there's water, air, personal care products, children products, cookwares, plastics to stay away from, laundry products to use, home cleaning products, clothing, pesticides, and furniture. And all those categories are listed there. Plus, I have a resource guide. When you buy a new car, it's loaded with environmental toxins. I even have a resource guide, and believe it or not, they actually test cars to see which are more toxic than others on the inside.
Hmm. Well, everybody likes that new car smell, so much so that used car dealers spray some kind of chemical inside used cars to at least give the aroma of a new car, which is probably exposing people to even more toxicity, because at least the old cars, the chemicals have gassed off.
Right. And as a gift to your audience, if they go to the website, which is alanbell.me, alanbell.me, go to the website, you could download a free chapter in the book, and you could also order the book right on the website, and it'll be delivered by Amazon, within a day or two. And I got some good news today from Amazon. It's actually, the book has just been launched number one in three categories on Amazon. So exactly. People want to know how to protect themselves. They want to know how they could take control back of their own lives. And this is the first step in doing that.
Absolutely. So, Alan, people want to know from you how you paved a path towards recovery, because you were debilitated. You were at death's door, literally. And surely taking a medication helped to enable you to emerge from a bubble, but what other lifestyle measures have you undertaken, and how much recovery have you achieved? Because a lot of people have said there's no way back for someone as sick as you.
Well, there is no cure, but depending on what you do, you could certainly stabilize your condition, just like a diabetic uses insulin, okay? Just like a diabetic modifies their lifestyle and exercises and watches what they eat, they could stabilize their condition and live a functional life. And that's how I describe what I've done. Yes, I'm taking the anti-seizure medicine, but by no means is that the only thing I do. I watch everything that I eat. I watch everything that I drink. I don't use plastics. I use all natural fabrics and clothing and personal care products. My home is basically, I live in a beautiful house over the Pacific Ocean, and I built it from the ground up with all inert materials. Mm-hmm. There's no particle board in it. There's no plywood in it. There's no formaldehyde in it. Mm. It's all tile floors and solid wood doors, and all zero volatile, zero VOC paints. I watch where I go and what I do. I don't, you know, go into toxic buildings for extended periods of time. I mean, I could walk into a courtroom for a few hours, but I get back out and I go back to my safe house. If I want to buy a new car, I don't go in it right away. I actually wait about a year or a year and a half until it's outgassed. I have my daughter drive it, and then when it's outgassed, then I'll start using it. And people that are, you know, intimate in my life that are close to me every day, they also have to wear no perfumes, no deodorants, no hair. Well, you can use deodorants as long as they're not scented.
Exactly.
Because most of those scents are toxic, as you know. I also, you know, I also detoxify every day. I take saunas every day. I take hot sea salt baths quite often. I exercise every day. I think exercise is very, very important.
So you sweat out the toxins a little bit. That's part of the protocol.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, my theory is that for some reason, when a person develops multiple chemical sensitivity, their P450 cytochrome detoxification pathways have become impaired. So the only way to be able to supplement it is by manually trying to release the toxins from your body. Because I feel a remarkable difference after I take a sauna in the way I feel. I do. And if I miss sweating, you know, a few days, I start to feel like I'm getting the flu again.
Because that is one of the ways which the body excretes toxins. I mean, through the breath, through the stool, through the urine, and of course, exudes through the skin in sweat. And that's if you're in an inefficient detoxifier, you have to help it along a little bit.
Exactly. Now, one of the things, you know, I've had a few relapses, but I know how to control it. Now, there's a doctor you may know, Dr. Johnson, out of Dallas, Texas.
Yes, I know him.
Dr. Johnson is a very close friend of mine, and he started this hyperbaric oxygen facility in Dallas. And he's got like about four or five of these pods, and people from all over the country go and see him. And he's sold on these hyperbaric oxygen. So when I did have some relapses, I went into these hyperbaric oxygen tanks, and I actually went through a course of over 100 times doing this. And it actually reversed the relapse. They don't quite understand how it works, but in many patients it does work.
Do certain supplements play a role in this for you, like vitamin C or glutathione or antioxidants or certain other supplements? Did you find them helpful?
Not really. I mean, I take 4,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. I think I feel better with it than without it. When I had some relapses, I would take IV vitamin C, which instantly gives you a jolt, right, as you know? I've tried IV glutathione. I couldn't tolerate it at all. I don't understand
why.
Some
people are sensitive to it. Yeah, it's true.
So, you know, for all the patients that are listening, it's an individual thing. As you know, everybody's biochemical fingerprint is different, and what works for one patient may not work for another. So it's trial and error. You know, some of us are more sensitive to other things, you know, than others, and you just got to figure it out, you know, one thing at a time. Unfortunately, you gotta be your own doctor in conjunction with your doctor, or it's not gonna work.
Well, you're certainly serving as a beacon to people who, you know, the thousands and perhaps hundreds of thousands of people, who are thus afflicted. Some of them may not even know it, but, their problems can be traced to environmental exposure. And your book is great. It reads like a suspense novel. And, there's also some real practical tips in there about how people can achieve recovery. You know, once again, give us your website, and you have a free offer. You're going to offer people a glimpse of the book to enable them to find out more about it.
Yeah, once again, by the way, you said that more and more people are becoming sensitive. The National Institutes of Health has recently come out with a statistic, and they concluded that 15% of the American population has become sensitized to chemicals to one degree or another.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. 15% of us. And the thing is many of us who have become sensitive to chemicals don't even know it. They just know that they get headaches, they get this ailment, they get these symptoms, and they can't figure out why.
Yep.
My advice is pay attention to where you are and what you're doing when those symptoms that you're experiencing manifest, and see if you see a pattern, because it could very well be that you're part of the 15% of this American population.
That's important. That's an important take-home
message. My website is Alan Bell. That's A-L-A-N, B as in boy, E-L-L dot me, M-E. And you go onto the website, you can order the book online, and you can also order a free chapter downloaded right to your computer.
Indeed. Also, people might be interested in the Environmental Health Foundation, which is the organization that you helped to initiate, correct?
Sorry, I didn't understand that.
The Environmental Health Foundation? Can we give people a link to the Environmental Health Foundation?
Right. Well, when you sign up on the email list there, they could actually, I have a blog, so you can ask any question you want on my blog. And if anybody has any questions about the foundation or my efforts or anything, just go to the blog and we can communicate that way.
Great stuff, Alan. And thank you so much for getting out there, becoming an advocate, turning misfortune into a self-help program, but also something that help so many others. I think, if you hadn't been thus stricken, you might be tracing down Colombian gangsters in Florida, successful career in law, but life is strange, and it took you in this direction, and so many people will profit from it.
It is, and I'm so glad to have met you. You're doing some amazing things. You're reaching so many people that are benefiting from what you're doing, and my hat is off to you, and I commend you for what you're doing, for all the thousands of people there that you're helping. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We call it intelligent medicine. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
That's it.
And this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.